The September 11th attacks and the war on terrorism that has followed have changed the way Americans think about safety, security, freedom, and the federal government. A poll by NPR News, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government shows that Americans' trust in government is way up since the attacks. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the people who now trust the government most are the same people who used to trust it the least.
It's not surprising that Americans' historically low opinion of the federal government has turned around since September 11th. In times of national crisis, there's always a rally around the flag response as people look to the government for defense and safety. But while 53% of the Democrats and 50% of independents in our poll said they trusted the government to do the right thing always or most of the time, a much larger percentage of Republicans, 75%, said they did. Robert Blendon, who co-directed the poll, didn't expect that.
The individuals who've been most skeptical, critical, and cynical about the government for now almost 35 years suddenly become the most trusted. And this kind of reversal is almost unique in polling.
For Virginia, a conservative Republican who participated in the poll, the reasons are simple and partisan.
I did not trust them at all before because of Clinton. I didn't trust him. I didn't trust the things that he did. That has changed tremendously. I think that President Bush is a very honest man.
According to our poll, in June of 2000, only 18% of Republicans said they trusted the federal government. After George Bush was elected, that number doubled to 34%, still pretty low. But after September 11th, it doubled again to 75%. Whatever the reason, the new numbers are troubling to Stephen Moore, a conservative activist and a senior fellow at the Cato Institute in Washington.
The agenda of a group like the Cato Institute is to argue for a lean and efficient and smaller government. And when you've got public hostile to the activities of government, it makes our job much easier to say, well, maybe we don't need a corporation for public broadcasting or a huge welfare state.
And when you've got a public who's enamored of government, from local firefighters to the president, Moore's job gets harder.
They will make it much more difficult to cut government programs now because people are going to say, you know, well, the public supports these programs. And so it makes it much more challenging to eliminate programs that have been on sort of the conservative hit list for years and years.
Moore has studied 34 years' worth of polling data on trust in government. It's one of the most important indicators of the public's mood. Scholars, lawmakers, and political activists on the left and right all pay close attention to this information because it tells them whether the public is ready for a retrenchment or an expansion of government activity. That's the question behind almost every debate between the two parties in Washington. Dave, a conservative from the Midwest, says September 11th changed his mind on one issue.
I would have said 6 months ago that letting the government handle airport security rather than having it done by the airlines would have been a mistake. And now I think I'm more looking at airport security like I look at national defense.
It was the new attitudes of voters like Dave that convinced House Republicans and the president to drop their opposition to a Democratic bill that federalized airport security. But will this new trust in government expand to areas outside of law enforcement and security, like health insurance, Medicare, or education? Stephen Moore of the Cato Institute certainly hopes not, and Calvin McKenzie, a professor of government at Colby College in Maine, doubts that it will.
I think the fundamental tensions are still there. The gridlock is still there. And while we have these sort of islands of consensus right now, I think we'll find in the long term they're relatively small and they won't keep us from going back to what is normal here. And normal is a kind of government that most Americans are pretty unhappy with.
Already, McKenzie points out, Republicans and Democrats in Congress seem hopelessly deadlocked over an economic stimulus bill. Like many conservatives, Douglas, another participant in our poll, says he's happy the government is spending more money and time on its core functions of law enforcement and defense, but he says his new faith in Washington doesn't go any further than that.
Right now, I'm looking at a particular situation in which I have to put my trust in the government that we have, and I'm finding that I feel very confident in what they're doing. But I don't know if I'd go so far as to say my feelings about government across the board would be changed.
Throughout American history, wars and military conflicts tend to be engines of government growth, and that has small government conservatives worried today. But liberals can't take heart either, because the public, even the part of the public that is most trusting of government now, does not seem to be open to a big new expansion of federal activity, except in one area. By large majorities, Americans favor the administration's efforts to restrict civil liberties as part of the fight against terrorism. But there's a caveat for the White House here, too. Our poll shows that on the subject of military tribunals, Republicans are the most supportive. 80% of Republicans favor the tribunals. Democrats are more skeptical. Only 55% are in favor. But independents, who usually fall somewhere in the middle, in this case, side with the Democrats. 58% of independents favor the tribunals. Harvard's Bob Lenden says this is a warning sign for the White House.
The president has a considerable mandate to go ahead with a lot of these anti-terrorism measures, but if something goes wrong and there are really visible abuses, it could turn very quickly with Democrats and independents shifting their view about what government's role should be here in anti-terrorist activities.
So it matters, Blendon says, exactly how the tribunals and the rest of the new anti-terrorism powers are applied. Independents and Democrats are skeptical enough to drop their support if it looks like the prosecution of terrorist suspects is unfair or heavy-handed. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll on civil liberties are on our website, npr.org. There's also a place for you to take the poll yourself and compare your answers with the rest of the country's.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.